So we're gonna for this week we're gonna take one little knage and move it from more business to more practical for the Hamoin Am, for those of us who don't have businesses that we're running, for the Hamoin Am. And the shaila that we're gonna talk, and someone asked me this mamish this Shabbos, is sending putting letters in the mail, let's say right before Shabbos. And number one, and also express mail, FedEx, overnight for it to come in on Shabbos, 2-day shipping that's gonna come Shabbos, all these type of things. And an offshoot of that is the garbage collection. Just on Yom Tif, people have this shaila, where some of the blocks, the garbage or the recycling comes on Tuesday, Wednesday. So Shavuos, Wednesday, Thursday, there was a shaila, you had to take out the garbage. So some of the haterim that are for the mail come in over there also. So some of these stages that we learned by Tzchiris and Kablanos apply to this as well. So this offshoot of Tzchiris and Kablanos, remember, what we learned was the haterim of Kablanos versus a Tzchiryoim, that a Tzchiryoim is a shliach, and a Kablan is more daita than afshe, he took the job on. So in Simon Reish Nun Beis, it talks about a launderer or a tanner of leather, and those are also Kablanim, basically. So it says, Amuto litein lebegadim lakoyves, ein yehudi v'oyeres la'abdon. Some of the mamash right before Shabbos, you could drop it off, no problem. Im katas le'domim, as long as you set up a price. Now this guy's a Kablan because he charges by the job. He has a fee for the job, you know what the fee is, you made up a price. That's called katas, and it says in the Mishnah Berurah that in Sivkatan Yadalad, by the Tezvav and the Sharetzir, and the Mishabur says, of Izman Azeh, Kalim Lakoivis, if you go to a launderer, even if you didn't make up the price before, Stama Dinoi Kikotzat, the Kitzvosa Yadua. It's a set price. Everyone knows that I'm a mechanic. Even if you didn't make up, but there's a set price. This is what it costs per labor, and this is what it costs for this type of job, even if he didn't tell you the total. I don't know how much labor it's going to be, but I know this is the price, basically, for this is how I'm going to evaluate the price. That's the Kotzat. You're allowed to even give it right before Shabbos. And no problem. There's no Myers Ayin that it's like you told him to do it on Shabbos. No, you can give it right before Shabbos, even if there's not enough time for him to do it before Shabbos. Or if he's doing it as a favor, it's also a het. But here the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch says two conditions, which are the side of this whole thing. The two conditions are v'hu shelo yoimar loy lasis b'Shabbos. This is the crucial condition. You can't tell him to do it on Shabbos, even if he's a kablon. But you can't actually tell him to do it on Shabbos, because the whole heter is that he's a daita d'nafshe. He's doing it for himself. But here, what he's doing for himself? He's doing it for me because I Google want him to come on Shabbos. Oh.
And they said he wasn't coming.
Who shalom yomer lo lasis b'Shabbos? He's not. You can't tell him to do it on Shabbos. The gam shiyase ha'inu yehudi hamalacha b'beis. The second condition is that the guy has to do it in his house. Those are the two conditions. Condition number one is that he you can't tell him to do it for you, and the condition I'm doing is he can't be doing it in your house. So for example, like we spoke 1 week about a cleaning lady, even if she's a kablan, okay, but if she's doing malacha in your house, that's a problem, okay? A plumber, all these things which are mechuber lakarka, that's in your house, okay? So your lawn guy comes, even if you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, and he's a kablan. There's a katzatz, every time I cut your lawn, $35, whatever it is. So it's a katzatz, but he's doing it in your house, so you don't have this second tanai. Okay? So this tanai is two tanai. Now, very important Mishnah Berurah here, Sivkat and Tazayin. V'chein im amar lakoivis. Similarly, if you told the launderer, re'ei shani tzorech lahem b'motzai Shabbos. I didn't tell him. I don't tell you to do it on Shabbos. I just gave it to him Friday afternoon. It's a two. It's a Friday afternoon, and I'm gonna pick it up Sunday morning. And he doesn't have enough time to do it unless he does it Shabbos. Can sheroy tzelisa miad motzei Shabbos gamze also feel bekatzatz. The kim chiev shol gomrei elim ken yasa b'Shabbos. Have the kibul oimer beferish she Shabbos b'Shabbos have a kishluchay. The place can talk about. What about if theoretically you could do it on Sunday, but you know you know that so you're going to tell the guy, no, listen, I'm not pushing you. No problem. I'll pick it up Monday morning, first thing. Then you drop it off Friday afternoon, and I'm picking it up Monday morning. The guy's closed Sunday. So is that realistic to say, well, he could do it Sunday? You know he's not doing it Sunday. And
that's his problem.
I understand, but the Maisa...
I'm not asking him to do it.
You are.
You're saying
he already told you. He already told you before you walked in the store, I'm not doing it Sunday. So by you telling him I need Monday, you're telling him to do Shabbos then. Because he already told you I'm not available Sunday. Who cares if that's his decision? That's not his decision. You're right, it's his decision, but you're aware of that decision. So now, if you're aware of it, and you're telling him, the Prima Gadim says that if you're telling him to stay up all night, you know, you give it to him Thursday. He can stay up all night Thursday, do it the whole Friday, and no problem. It's not realistic.
So even a laundromat that you drive at Erev Shabbos, they're open on set Shabbos, and they're closed on Sunday, to get up Monday morning, you're saying there's a problem?
Exactly what he's talking about.
I'm just making sure that's the case.
Yeah, because if it's not realistic,
it's not
they can do it.
Option. I want to get my work done.
Working all night is a big difference. It's
off hours. It's not normal hours. No, so nowadays, Sundays are not normal hours.
Just because he's closed Sunday doesn't mean he doesn't work on Sunday.
One shirt takes him 5 minutes. He could do this right away.
Okay, so he could do it right away. Okay, that's what I'm saying. In a chanami. But if you have a fancy wedding dress, it's neged chasanas and stuff. People ask this shayla a lot. It's neged weddings. They have these fancy dresses, and then they remember last minute, and the wedding's whatever, they need it, you know, now. So those type of things, which are complicated work, okay? Now, they're saying they're not open for business on Sunday, but the people could still come into the office Sunday and do the work. Is that true? I mean,
he's doing it all the time.
Be there on Sunday.
Possible.
Or if they have a lot of...
I'm not sure, but possible.
It's normally sleeping as opposed to work on a day that is normally he decided he doesn't want to work. Working at night is
it's
not
a shadow in the place, skin.
Working
it's
on Sunday is very normal.
You become avada tadaita denafshe at the end. But even on adaita denafshe, if you're mitzavah him, it's awesome.
You mitzavah him also should work on Sunday.
Mitzavah him. I need it by Monday.
Let me see the last
one. You can work wherever you want.
So then it's the same time as night.
You know it's different.
Of course,
because a normal human sleep. You're asking me that.
It's not normal hours. The lashon of the Prima Gadim here.
You're asking him to stay up all night, not do normal human functions. Is that a normal human function? To take 36 hours off? I have a right to do that.
I'm saying I could stay up and I didn't sleep all Shabbos.
But then you're missing out a day of work. You can't realistically do that. That's not realistic. That's asking a person to go do something that's not
possible. Here, so there's a Prima Gadim. You could write Prima Gadim in Reish Mem Gimel. Here, let me read you the lashon. The Prima Gadim is Reish Mem Dalet, actually. Reish Mem Dalet, Mishpat Zav, Sivkatan He. So he says like this. Kishkaver lo yizman, adaita di Yisrael of it. Ligmor toich hazman. When you kaver hazman, it's considered adaita di Yisrael. He's doing it for the Yisrael, he's not doing it for himself. Okay? V'sfarzat hazni or nothing. Kimin shekaver lo yishitzarach lo yabegir, toich hazman. V'yadua, she'i'ev shal ligmor, im lo yishoyse b'shabes gamkein, have a kimetzav alasis b'shabes. V'af im ya'anois ha'akum atzmoy. Even if you'll be honest with yourself, Yeshua Belaila, Yucha Ligma Bechol, Yukamokum, Adaita Disrael of it. Even if you stay up all night, but it's still called Adaita Disrael because the Maisa is not going to stay up all night, and therefore you're basically telling him, I need it now, he's doing it for you. So he's not going to come to work on Sunday. I'm not, it's off hours. You say it's not a word of off hours. It's a word that's not real, humanly possible. I don't know if that's
the post office doesn't deliver on Sunday unless you make it worth it for them. Amazon made it worth it for them. They deliver on Sunday to that. When it's in the holiday season, UPS delivers on Sunday. USPS delivers on Sunday for Amazon. Yeah, UPS delivers on Sunday during December.
I'm saying,
when it's busy.
It's not normal.
It's just that our workload is 6 days, and we have the right
not
to make
not 6 days. It's a holiday. It would be the same thing. This is not normal work day. People don't come into work that day, and he's already told you he's not coming to work that day. He has a big sign, closed Sunday. So when you're walking in the store, he's telling you, I'm not working Sunday for you. What would you like? Oh, Monday morning. Okay, so I'm asking you to do Shabbos. It's equivalent. It's synonymous. You don't have to say the words work for me on Shabbos.
If you got, how about this, if you got, let's say they open up at 8 a.m., you got there at 8:10, which would lead time for them to do a shirt with that.
Yeah, I'm not talking about if you have... I'm not talking about if you have time to do it before Shabbos. Before Shabbos is the best.
No. I'm saying you go 7 o'clock to Shabbos. I need it Monday morning, and the shot that we're heading into, but you get there at 8:10 a.m. Monday morning rather than 8 a.m. Which leaves.
So tell them I don't need it first thing. It doesn't matter when you come. I'm always what he told them.
So tell them I need it by 8:30.
Tell them I need 8:30, and you have enough time to do it Monday. Maybe.
But you also know that he doesn't do the wash in the morning. He only does it at night. So he's only going to do it. He's not running to do a load for you on 8 o'clock Sunday morning. Otherwise, he could do it 7 o'clock Sunday morning.
That's what you're talking about. But it could be this Matrix that would work.
I'm saying, but stop.
Okay,
if there's enough time to do a shirt, but that's not realistic. That's not what we do. We don't do one shirt. We do bachelor shirts.
Okay.
We do them at night. So you're coming Friday afternoon. Yeah, I have time to do it.
That's different. You didn't tell me that. You didn't. That's the way you run your business. That's your prerogative. Sunday is totally different.
Then they're closed Friday night. They're closed Friday night, right? So Elamai, you can say you had enough time to do it when you're closed. That's not good enough. But Elamai is doing when they're closed.
No, he's doing it.
They don't when they do laundry. When,
so that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Maybe the workers do come on Sunday. Then it's different. I'm just saying in the scenario that they're not. You know. So that's what Shabbos says. Where is this nigga? This nigga, a guy needed a repair is done. On whatever he bought something, and he needed to take it back to the shop to get repairs done on it, and he wanted it for the weekend. This guy wanted it for the weekend, and it was before it was Erev Shavuos, and it's a 2-day job. Okay, so he calls me up Tuesday. So it's a 2-day job. Okay, they don't have enough. So I said, do they have? So it was Shavuos. Shavuos was Wednesday, Thursday. Okay, so they can't do it Wednesday, Thursday for you, and they can't do it Saturday for you. So the only day is Friday, but it's a 2-day job. But I want it for Sunday because it's a long weekend or whatever. I want it for Sunday. So can I tell them I want this thing for the weekend? So no, they need 2 days to do it.
Maybe
you guys really
have to do it before.
If he's a guy, it's a problem. But if he's Israeli, it's fine.
If you're an Israeli, we say that you could. They say that with the donuts, Matzah Yom Tov, that you can have it because he could be making it for an Israeli, and there's no Amir Lachim for an Israeli.
That's the Gabi getting a no, but I don't know if that's the Gabi Amir Lachim. You're telling him. That's the Gabi the Hana Isra Malach. Okay.
So if you have an Israeli, bring it in for you.
What?
An Israeli could have a
I don't know. You're getting a little bit rough around the edges of here. Okay. So these are the two Tanoim of Kablonis. Okay? The two Tanoim of Kablonis are number one, you can't tell them to do it on Shabbos. Number two is you can't be doing it in your house. Okay? Number three tonight, Siv Gimel, is the next page. Rishman Bay Siv Gimel. We'll skip Tevis on that for now. Siv Gimel says, V'im haisa malacham before semes, shviyadua shihi shal Yisrael, v'aisa aisa b'makam before sam, toiv lahachmer v'lasar. If it's yadua shal Yisrael, even if he's not in your house, so the case given was that he's publicly laundering a talis. Okay, so a talis is a Jewish item. Everyone knows that that's a Jewish item. So then that would be a problem. On the river. On the riverbank.
Not the part that driving in a window is glass and people go walk by.
No, that's not, I don't think people see what type of godim are there. He's talking about it was al-anar. So the shayla was, what about in a case where you would do it, what about in a case where, let's like we discussed, a car that's like a Jewish, clearly a Jewish car. You know, right. Like we said last week, you have 16 Ura bumper stickers on your car, right? you know, so Lemaisa,
they can't recognize it.
All of a sudden, the thing up there with the you know the Sienna with the bumper half off and like half of the duct tape. As our good friend Nechemi Feigman once said, if duct tape doesn't work to fix my car, it's because I didn't use enough. So
speaks to my heart.
Condition number three is that they can't recognize it.
Condition number three is they cannot be recognizable as a Jewish malach. Okay, now happens to be over here that the Mishnah Berura in Sivkaton Chav Hei does bring down the Chai Adam, which is kind of makel on this. He says Ulfiza Halukim Shani Karm Sham Shisova Haini Yudi Mchabsalakavanar is a problem, but the Chai Adam is makel. because of a different cheshbon. He says, in this industry, everyone knows that it's done by kablonos. So therefore, since everyone knows it's done by kablonos, no one's going to think that you were kaitzit, that you were ain't a kaitzit than you gave right before.
What's the difference between that and when the goy does it in your house, that even if you're kaitzit and you're kablonos, it's going to be a problem?
Well,
if it's in your house and kaitzit and kablonos, it's a problem. Why would it be
Marasai?
Because if it's in your house, right, it's
before some also is a Marasai. What's the difference between that Marasai and this Marasai?
Right. He says, that's much more chomer. Ain Israel, but that elikish oisem beveis Israel. Beveis Israel, we're not going to be making with these svaras. Beveis Israel, there's too much marasayin, and it looks, there's two chashashas. There's two possible problems. One is it looks like a sechir yoim, and one is even if it looks like a kabbal, and it looks like you told him to do it on Shabbos.
Right.
There's two possible problems. So he says, on the Nar, we're not so concerned about this, we know the industry, and maybe on the Nar, we're not really concerned about this thing that you told him to do it on Shabbos. It's not in your house. But if it's in your house, right. If it's in your house, maybe it looks like you told him to do it on Shabbos. So Enechanami maybe to do it as kablonos. But the other chash that it looks like you told him to do it on Shabbos, that exists much stronger in your house than in the mechanic when it's your car. Because you didn't tell him what to do it.
So it's obvious you don't tell them to do it, they just came on their own and you can do it in your house on Shabbos. Like a landscaper.
No, for example, like a sprinkler system. A sprinkler system, emotion.
Yeah.
That everyone knows that the derech of the sprinkler is, it goes on a man. No one thinks that you went outside and turned it on. Right? So it's mamash the derech. There's no shash that it looks like you did that. That's motor, right? Now, you have to have a double heter. One is that it has to be that the derech is to do be kablonos, which that was a machloikis even. We had the ran, it depends, we had the shayla on that, the viralak was machmer, when it's mechubar l'karka. But even so, it has to be that get rid of this shash. I don't know how you can get rid of that. It doesn't look like you told him to do it on Shabbos. I mean, how is that possible? Yeah, what do you mean?
The guy comes when he wants to go.
Yeah, but you can call him up and say, listen, I'm going to have a bet on Sunday. Can you make it done before Sunday?
No, they come, I don't know about my last year, just come once in a while, just come.
Whenever you need some extra cash.
Because that's the way you have it set up.
Weren't you here last week?
It's not a joke.
Yeah.
My landscaper does that.
Right.
Oh, yeah, so, I'm going out of town, so I came early.
My grass.
I built it. So do I. It's not yours.
My grass didn't know about your trip. Okay, so Akupon, those are the three Tanoim, Ration, and Bays for a Kabbalah. Okay, number one is you can't tell him to do it on Shabbos. Number two is it can't be Beveis Yisrael. And number three is it can't be Mefursum what it is. Okay, so now let's get to us, because what time we have to, let's get to what we're doing. So, okay, so we have to. I'm not going to get to Reish from Zion now, but Reish from Zion basically talks about when you give over a letter. You give over a letter to the postman to deliver. And basically it should be the same setup. If you're katzatz, you set up the same price. You set up the price before you katzatz, as long as you didn't tell it to do it on Shabbos, l'chora, it should be mutter, as long as what?
I mean, mailmen today are hourly workers.
Yeah, but no, but there's a set price out for sending a letter.
So that makes him a couple.
Yeah.
The government.
As far as I'm concerned, I have a set price for this letter. So therefore,
makes them into a couple.
The point is, I'm contracting out the post office for a set amount. Okay. So therefore, if you put a piece of mail in right before Shabbos. There's katzatz. That's what he said. No, there shouldn't be a problem. Now, if he's going to come pick it up on Shabbos from your house, so that could be different because you know the mail came and you're going to put the, what's it called when you put the letter out waiting for the mailman? So, what?
They don't do that here.
They don't?
No.
Flag up?
They don't even have a flag.
What?
I don't even have a flag.
No, but if you leave,
they open it to drop off.
If you leave mail in the mail in the box, they'll take it. I think they will.
They tip them on holidays.
We do it all the time.
So if you leave it out for the mailman to pick it up, that could be different. That's key. You told them affairs. Do it on Shabbos. because you're leaving something for him to come pick up on Shabbos and take it with him out of the tchum, or take it with him out of the Eruv. So that could be more of a problem. But to put it in the mailbox and he's picking it up and he's going to deliver whenever he wants, that's not a shaila.
Well, nice, what if it's in the tchum? Right now, I'm supposed to
No, but if you're delivering it to your neighbor, then fine. But if you're delivering it to,
No, but they're not delivering that day. They're passing the mail. They're just going to take it there and figure out what they're going to do with it. Maybe
they're
going to truck it out after Shabbos.
You don't know where they're processing it.
They're passing it out. Like,
they're not going to take it out of the tchum, so then it's only a butter issue, but that's a, they're not sure. They don't care about that.
Or
sorting it. Okay, so just putting in a mail before it. The shaila really comes on express mail. The express mail, which is 2-day mail. Okay, so here the problem is that you're basically telling him, I want you to go deliver this thing on Shabbos. Okay, so there's three basic mahalchim how to be mocked to this, and the question is, if we look at each heter individually, is it okay?
Overnighting on Friday to Shabbos.
Overnighting on Friday morning to deliver Shabbos. Okay, now
about 2-day delivery on Sunday.
Okay, so if so that's Aleph. So the Aleph is, if you really don't need it to get there on Friday. And they deliver Sunday. There's no guaranteed 2-day delivery. There's either overnight or 2-3 day.
Right.
I need it by Monday morning. I can't afford to risk 2-3 days. I'd rather pay for the overnight than take the priority mail, which is like they're not guaranteeing you exactly if it'll be there Monday morning. Maybe it'll be there Tuesday. It'll be there within the next 2-3 days. Right? So then, since I'm not Machbid, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not Machbid. I could have rather them do a 2-day mail. I don't need the overnight service, Be'etzem. They're just not, so I'm not really Machbid that they should do it overnight. And if they tell me, what?
Didn't you select overnight?
Yeah, you chose it.
I understand, but I really.
Why the world is that different on the dry cleaner who's not going to do it on Sunday?
What do you mean?
I don't care that you do it on Shabbos. If I give it to you on the regular,
yeah, it's even worse.
If I give it to you, I tell you I want it by Tuesday. You're gonna do it on it won't necessarily be ready for Monday morning. I need to tell you to be ready for Monday morning.
Right. So overnight, but the other way. Let's go the other way. Let's say it's a 2-day. Let's say it's a 2-day, but they could give it earlier if they want.
I'm not asking to deliver on Shabbos. I'm saying I need it there by Monday morning.
But if let's go the opposite. If it's a 2-day delivery and it's gonna land there on Shabbos, then that could be okay because they could do it faster theoretically. You're just giving themselves the leeway. But if I'm doing that, it comes earlier sometimes. If I'm doing the express, that's the Shabbos. So there's three basic heterim. One of them is a heter of ribui b'shi'urim. Ribui b'shi'urim means that I'm not really telling him to do anything for me because he's going anyway. He's going anyway. He's going to deliver to area code, whatever, you know, all everything. And I'm just one extra piece of mail on that truck. Okay? So the question is, though, is that even if you'll tell me that, so everything is happening, I'm just one of the pieces of mail. But then finally, at the last stop, that the guy's going out of his truck and going out into the person's house to deliver, that's only for me. So that malach is only for me. So first of all, if in that place is an Erev, so then, what?
He's driving a car.
He's driving a car, but That already he could drive the car to the neighborhood for me and then walk as far as I'm concerned to them.
So you're sending it to a Jew? You're sending it to a Jew?
No, don't do a Jew. Yeah, but he's delivering it for me. So if the address is in a place that there's an Erev, so now, you have the Ribu Bishurim on the whole thing, and now the only question is, going from the truck to the house, and there's an Erev, could be there's Matirim on it.
I have a tchum, though.
What? No, but he brought out of the tchum also not for me.
No, but once he gets the city, every step.
Okay, so in Achnami, so this comes from a Magen Avraham. If you look at the Magen Avraham, I'm telling him to do it on Shabbos. That's why I'm asking the Mishnah Beis. You have a problem with telling him to. So look at the next page of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham deals with the Ribu Bishurim issue. Okay, the Magen Avraham says like this. He's going on a halacha. It's in Reish Mem Zayin Sefer. He's going on a halacha this. Im ha'ini Yehudi hoylech me'atzmoy l'makam acher. He's going anyway. V'yisol noisim lo'igaris. And I'm just giving him an extra letter. Mutar b'chol gavni. Then it's not a problem. It's mutar. Mamash this halacha. Says the Magen Avraham. Afilu ein noisim lo'ischar. Even if I don't pay him, the Malikim ma boil ashmin. Okay. V'tzarachin. Frek the Magen Avraham akasha. Tomi komokam oisim halacha ba'adoy. He's doing it for me. Shemoytzi haksav mershus lershus umaver dal ramas mershus rab. Menicham, he's going to the city on his own. He's going to the city on his own, but he's bringing it to the house for me. And that's taka my malacha for his my malacha. So that's Dalet Amos. This is Magen Avraham's Kasha. And Magen doesn't really have a very solid teretz to this.
Does this change when you live in an apartment complex and the mail lady has all the mail in her hand and now she's separating between different houses, so she's not going to your house specifically? Yeah,
no, that's okay. No, but I'm saying FedEx doesn't have that necessarily. You think FedEx is also delivering to the building?
Oh no, they'll drop it off here.
Okay, so this is one problem potentially with the heter of Ribu Bishurim, and the Minchas Yitzchak, you know, he kind of is more of this. Okay, the other potential heter. So
we're not concerned about the halacha that's because, let's say, they're going to be driving, but since it's other things there, that we're not concerned.
Right. We have a right to consider everything else being done is just your part of the group.
Okay. They decided to deliver it Motzi Shabbos, right? It's still overnight mail, so you know they just the fact that they're deciding to deliver it.
Well, is that true? Or 9 to 5? So what are the hours?
No, they come at 8 o'clock sometimes. They come at 8.
They do come late.
I'm saying it could be after Shabbos. I'm not asking them to deliver Shabbos.
Right.
Okay. In the summer, maybe it's worse. If you ask for 10 a.m. delivery, noon delivery, there's different things.
But usually you just ask for overnight delivery.
So Lemaisa, the Chalkas Yankiv from Abraish from Switzerland, he was the Shtickel Machmer on this. The other two heterim that the main heter is in the Tshuva from Rafal, Machta Elio. And he basically comes up with two other heterim. The Ribu Bishurim, he's kind of Makelon, even though he brings the Magen Avraham and he gets involved with this Erev, not Erev. Okay. The other heter is in all the way in the end, the Machz Elio. The last page. So the first page is when he brings the heter of the Machz. You should look at the Shaila of Machz Elio. He says, Nishalti kam upam al dvar shiluach mechtav maide mishluach maher, first class mail, Merev Shabbos, boifin shiadua shabavada yagia mechtav lemoine b'shabbos. Him shiluach kaze mutter oilo. That was the Shaila. Ovemes pradibra poiskin bekeinze, benigel express. Okay. Etc. Okay, and he's mitzayin the other tshuvas that talk about it. So one of the other heterim is what's called amira la amira. Amira la amira is if I tell a guy to tell another guy to do the malacha. So normally I tell the guy he's my contract, he's my guy, you work. That's the normal case. Here, the people that I'm going to speak to, the mail, the post office, the post person, or whoever I'm going to talk to, is not doing it themselves. They just have other people doing it. So it's amira la amira. And he wants some mitzaref that, because befrat that this whole thing is probably only this drabbanon that he's doing for you. L'maisa Amir L'Amir is not a pasha to heter. I mean, we're not really so make on it, but it's a tziruf. The last heter is where he says a very interesting thing, which I'm a supik if his heter applies to FedEx, and it applies mainly to the post office. And he says like this. He says, really, the postal service is a government service that they need to provide to the people. When you're paying, therefore, really, all the workers are working for the government. And they're working, you can't make a private post. They don't allow you to do that. It's a government service. And you're paying in to use that service. But basically, they're not working for you, b'chlal. They're not working for b'chlal. They would do the same thing with you. Without you, the service would exist. You're not their client. And they're not working for you. So they're working in Gansen for the government. And since they're working in Gansen for the government, it's nothing to do with you. And therefore, basically, he's matarit. Because the post office is a public service. And he brings a prima gadim that says like this. And the prima gadim's lashon, if you look, in Gimel, and in the last page in Gimel, he says, Habedavar de Haidna, the postal service, Shememune Meis Hamelech, Litzarka, Ulitzarka Sarim Vasarchim, Vahilich Bekvius, Viso Gamkin Moiselo Igeres, Efsha Abdulai Kotzat's Klav, Yadua Shi Efsha Lagershim Geres, Alem Kenyak Shabs, Lav Kishluchayu. He's not your Shliach, he's a government service. So, for example, this svar is that he had the garbage collection. You want to go put your garbage out and go put your garbage out. Now the guy's going to come. They have a job to do for the city. He works for the city. Nothing to do with you. You never saw him. You don't pay him. You don't do the guy doing the malacha. You pay taxes and there's the service that they provide. Therefore, the guy's not your shliach. All these cases, all Isra Milakim is when it's your worker. If there's a guy doing malacha, there's nothing to do with you, so then that's fine. So therefore, you're allowed to put out your garbage, have the guy do it. I mean, obviously, if it's muktzah, you're not allowed to put it out. So someone asked me if I'm allowed to take out the garbage. I said, I'll stamir lakum, it's mutter. But if it's not bothering you, the garbage, it's off to the side of the house, and it's not overflowing, and it's not a graf shorei, could be it's muktzah. It's muktzah, you're not allowed to take it out. If it's overflowing and whatever, then it's a different thing. But if it's, what? Say, if it's off to the side of the house and it's not bothering you, in Echonami. That's what I'm saying. So now, so therefore, that would be Motzah. So that's what he's saying. The post office is a similar idea. The post office's idea is that they're working for the government. My only shaila is, I don't know if that works for FedEx and private companies.
It's fair to say that even if the post office is privatized, and that's why they keep raising the rates, it really is a private company contracted by the government. It's not like you just pay your taxes for the waste management, then you're not paying a fee. It's part of your taxes. Post office is not the same.
Why would it be different than a private company? They still have agreements when they
losing money, but it's a private. It's really a private company.
Because they say it's an existing thing. It's an existing service that you're just like they want. They want right.
But with regarding the garbage, at that point when they're taking your garbage, that is as if they're slick, because you wouldn't like them to do that.
Yeah, I understand. But they're not working for you at that point. Their job is, who's going to be upset at them if they don't go do it? You. No, they don't care if you're upset at them. No, but they're not. They don't care that you're upset. They care that their boss is going to be upset and you're going to complain to the government, to the city. They don't have to answer to you. You're going to tell this guy, why don't you do it? I don't speak to the boss. I'm not doing this.
They're federal employees.
They're doing a service for me because if I don't need
it's going to be the same case as the guy that's a dry cleaner.
What?
You're the same thing as a dry cleaner.
No, so that's why I'm not sure. I don't have a right to take this idea.
The lady at the front doesn't work for me. The lady at the front is working for her boss.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. This Hector is a very interesting Hector. The bottom line is, the Machzel Yo, at the end of the day, the Maisa is
not.
So it seems as though just the final halacha seems to be that the Minigo Elam is to be Makel. The Minigo Elam is to be Makel on the express, the overnight. And it seems like some of these are some of that terror. Is the Rebbe Bishurim, the Amira La Amira, the fact that he's not directly your shliach. And the question is, I mean, obviously, if the pshat is, you could tell him. The best thing would be if you call up the FedEx and say, listen, I want to deliver it Sunday morning. Well, they say, listen, we don't do that service. We could do it overnight. So at that point, you know, if the pshat is, there's any point where you're not makbid, so that's much leichter. Because then at that point,
even though you're paying for that extra.
Have it delivered by Sunday morning. I want it delivered by Sunday. And the only way we can get it delivered by Sunday is you know. So there's lots of mitzaref there. It's a little bit light in that case. So it seems like the Minigo Elam is to Makel on a 2 day that's going to land there on Shabbos. Let's say it's Thursday. So that talk, a lot of times they'll get there early. They just want to give themselves the leeway. And there's enough time really for you. So you didn't tell them to do it on Shabbos. You tell them to do it by Shabbos. So that's okay.
We're talking about overnight.
Yeah, but that's only again if you didn't tell them to do it on Shabbos. If you give it Thursday only, it's because they have enough time to do it before. Right.
If you give them a 2 day job on Thursday,
so that's like giving it on Friday. Yeah. Okay. So the mice, that seems to be the Minig Olam is to be Makel, but these are some of the Tzirufim, and I guess not all the places can agree to all these Svaras, but overall that's the head. Okay. Right. Let's go.
We're going to